Okay, great. We are now in commission meeting. We will call this meeting to order at 2:26. We will begin with a prayer reading or thought by Bert, and then led in the pledge by Brandon.
Father in heaven, we come before thee this time to thank thee for the ability we have to meet together in this capacity for the service of these commissioners to review the affairs of the county and represent the people in the decisions they make. We're grateful, Father, for this process in which citizens of this country and this county can participate. And we're grateful for the many blessings that come with the freedoms that we enjoy. We ask thee to bless these commissioners with the wisdom they need to make good decisions for the people of Utah County, and bless us all to have the ability and desire to participate in our government and to voice our opinions about the issues of the day. And these things we pray for in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please rise if you're able and repeat the pledge after me.
It was Brandon Wong.
But... Oh, Brandon.
Yep, I got it.
It's the right Brandon. I'm sorry.
Yep. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, it was the right Brandon. Sorry. That's on me.
I don't know how I feel if you just thought I was
you
just going to call you out.
You didn't say a last name. Yeah. I figured we were teammates.
So now I know it's an option to just say,
Brandon,
you're doing
it. Yeah, I was ready to go. Ready to go.
Without notice.
Put me in, coach.
Okay, I like it. Okay, time to build today's agenda. We'll start with consent. Anything that you would like to hold?
Nothing for me on consent.
Nothing for me either.
Okay. Number 7, Bert, no action there, correct? Just if it's requested, that would mean approved?
Yeah, requested. So the requested are the options. The ones that are shall are the ones that we have to pull because there's nothing to sell or they're otherwise restricted
from being sold. And then requested will just be approved.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Request, we're requesting that you approve them to be pulled. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and thanks for your work there. That's not an easy task.
Yeah, it's a big list.
At all. Reading that, I'm like, poor Bert. okay. Anything on regular? I think
item 3.
Jim wants to talk. Yep, so yep. Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, just give us a little recap when that's time, Kevin. Anything for you, Commissioner Gardner?
No.
And closed, Paul, 13, 14. Do we need 16? 13, 14, 15. Okay. Well, I like that.
And then I did have...
13.
Well, 14. Sorry.
We have that one. 13,
I mean,
14. 15.
Excuse me. 9 and 10.
Oh, 9 and 10 on regular. Yeah. Perfect.
On regular.
Okay, Jolynn, I have 3, 6, 9, 10, 13, 14, 15.
Yes, we will hold regular item number 3, 6, 9, and 10 for closed. We will hold number 13, 14, and 15 and strike number 16.
Okay, sounds great. Ezra, kick us off with number 3.
Yes, so we have Jim Evans here. He's the executive director of America's Freedom Festival in Utah County. And this year we have an exciting opportunity to partner with the National America 250 initiative to celebrate the 250th year of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So these funds that are used in support of this event come from our restricted tourism sales tax account. So these are sales taxes that are paid on hotel stays and people that are truly visiting the county. This event draws in a lot of visitors to the county, and they can only be used for marketing purposes. And so we're excited to have kind of our biggest Freedom Festival in conjunction with America 250. And Jim can talk about some of the exciting events that we'll be having this year.
Okay. Jim, you want to come on up?
Thank you. As mentioned, my name is Jim Evans, and I'm the executive director of America's Freedom Festival. And I'm here representing our trustees, our executive council, and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that actually make this happen. There's just a couple of us in the office, so we just try to keep everyone going the right direction, but it's just so many people that do that. I'm grateful to be here today to say a couple things about this year. First of all, the funding is vital and important. I'll tell you about a couple things we're going to do with that this year, but using the facilities here for our Freedom Days and when the parades, people are outside, we couldn't do without what you allow us to do here. And your employees, that from law enforcement to grounds to everything, that have everything ready for us. We really appreciate them helping with that this year. This year, being, as you mentioned, partnering with America 250 Utah, we're excited to be able to do that and support the commission as we roll out some additional initiatives. Obviously, this isn't our bailiwick, God, Family, Freedom, Country. This is what we celebrate every year. But this year, just a few things we're going to be able to do as we market to folks. For example, our parade. Our parade's going to have 6 additional floats. Let me just tell you what's going to be on these new floats. One's going to be focusing on teaching about the Boston Tea Party, Paul Revere, Constitutional Convention, Declaration of Independence, Hall of Surrender at Yorktown and crossing the Delaware. So these are vignettes that we're having a company of Solly House put these floats together that will actually teach. And I tell you that because one of the big things we've asked all of our 30 events this year is to add some educational components to what they do besides the normal things. One good example is the Colonial Heritage over at Sarah Park. Generally, they have, I think it's 5, 6, or 7 hands-on experiences where they make candles, they do a lot of things. This year, they're going to have 24, I think it is now, educational events there at that where kids can come and learn hands-on about things in the founding of our country. So we're thrilled we can do those types of things, and some of these funds will help with that. As you said, Mark, we added it up, and well over 600,000 people touch one or more of our events every year. And it's not only in Utah County, obviously a lot from Utah County, not only Provo, Orem, but this whole area, but from Salt Lake County, from out of state as well. We have people that come to participate in these. I can't tell you who's going to be performing the Stadium of Fire yet, but I do have someone signed. For the next couple of weeks, we'll be making that announcement, and then tickets will go on sale through BYU as always. So we're grateful for your trust in us to be able to help carry out on behalf of the county these events and add some different things this year, and just ask if there are any other questions, commissioners, that you have for me at this time.
Any questions for Jim?
No, just keep us posted if something comes up and you need, additional.
We will. We should be. We're grateful. And what we're going to do is we'll try to take some of this additional money this year to give some of the Colonial Fest for the different activities. We'll also use some to go towards the marketing so we can put more into the floats and other things we have to put into that ourselves right now. So I think this will be well spent to help with marketing the festivals, not only here but across Utah and out of state as well, to bring tourists in to be able to participate with us this year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm not sure there's anywhere better than Provo on 4th of July. So that's a testament to all your work. It doesn't just come. So thank you for all those efforts.
You're most welcome.
From the praise.
No, there isn't. I remember one year I was in Chicago for it, and I was very disappointed. It took me not very long to realize that we literally have the best celebration in the country.
It's a good one, and I love it, and I love everyone that participates, all the volunteers. I don't think we could do this anywhere else, but we do it here because of our citizens, so thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Shoveling dirt in the morning and fireworks in the commission meeting.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to shine my shoes. So ignore the dirt. I was standing some dirt with them as well.
Jack of all trades.
Motion to approve item 3.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Number 6, Kevin.
Kevin Stinson with Community Development. So in the process of reviewing some of our ordinances, we discovered that our temporary uses, we felt that they would be, there were certain uses that would be better to protect and serve our citizens if they required an access, a public roads access. And so that's what this change reflects.
Okay, more cleanup than a specific instance.
Right.
Okay, any questions? Take a motion.
Motion to approve item 6.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Commissioner Gordon, number 9.
Richard, just wanted to clarify, I noticed item 9 is not asking for an insurance waiver, just the fee waiver?
Correct.
So they're okay on insurance?
Yep.
Okay. And then on item 10, they are asking for insurance and waiver, but yep. Do we know if they're bringing their any of their own insurance?
Through Provo City, yes.
Through Provo.
Yep.
So essentially we waive ours in that document, yep. But it's already covered.
Correct.
Okay. You want them in one single motion or separate?
Together is fine.
Motion to approve items 9 and 10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. And, and Richard, on consent, on number 4, your concerns are, got it taken care of.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, now public comment. Anybody from the public that would like to comment? Okay, seeing none, we will go into closed session. Thank you, everybody. Okay, perfect. We'll take one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.